Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Biden administration is challenging Congress to act big on the next coronavirus relief package, but nearly $2 trillion is proving to be a hard sell to Republicans. President Biden's top economic advisor is warning that failure to spend more at a time of crisis could further damage the U.S. economy. Here's NPR's Scott Detrow.
Congress passed several massive aid packages last year. President Biden says his top priority is a bill that's nearly twice as large as the COVID relief measure signed into law last month. Brian Deese, the director of the National Economic Council, is urging Republican and Democratic lawmakers to get behind it.
We're at a precarious moment for the virus and the economy. Without decisive action, we risk falling into a very serious economic hole, even more serious than the crisis we find ourselves in.
The stimulus package includes billions of dollars for vaccine distribution and money for schools and small businesses. It would also raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour, a top Democratic policy priority. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Washington.
Further decline threatens recent big gains in manufacturing and the housing sector. Sales of existing homes in December rose 22% from a year ago, driven by a surge in demand. There's now a record shortage of homes for sale. We have details from NPR's Chris Arnold.
Home sales help the economy, but the market's getting imbalanced with buyers rushing decisions amid multiple offers, prices up 13% from just a year ago, and first-time buyers getting priced out. Lawrence Yoon is the chief economist with the National Association of Realtors. He says that's why President Biden's plan for a home buyer tax credit needs to be coupled with more home construction.
If we add additional fuel to the demand without increasing supply, it just means that prices will rise even faster.
Yoon says more training for construction workers, changes in zoning rules, and bringing down trade barriers to lower lumber prices could all help. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
The number two official at the FBI is leaving the bureau. NPR's Ryan Lucas reports David Bowditch is retiring as deputy director after a 25-year career with the FBI.
David Bowditch began his FBI career as a special agent in the San Diego field office. He rose up through the ranks and for the past 2 years has served as deputy director, the number two post in the FBI. Now he is retiring in what an FBI official says is a long-planned move. Bowditch will be replaced by Paul Abate, who has been serving as the associate deputy director in charge of the Bureau's management and personnel. Before that, Abate spent years working on counterterrorism operations, including in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Libya. He later oversaw all FBI international terrorism investigations, as well as the Bureau's criminal and cyber investigations worldwide. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News. Morocco has become the first country in Africa to receive a large enough shipment of COVID-19 vaccines to launch inoculations nationwide. 2 million doses of the AstraZeneca Oxford University vaccine arrived today from India, the world's largest vaccine manufacturer. It started exporting the AstraZeneca vaccine to mid- and lower-income countries this week. But the world's wealthiest countries, including the United States, still have claims on the majority of the most widely approved vaccines. The U.S. has by far the highest number of cases of any country, nearly 25 million people who are or were infected, and more than 411,000 lives lost to COVID-19 in under a year. Germany is expected to announce next week that the government will place the country's largest right-wing opposition party under surveillance. Here's NPR's Rob Schmitz.
According to German news reports, the Federal Office for the Protection of the Constitution has wrapped up a two-year investigation into the Alternative for Deutschland Party, or AfD, and it will soon place the party and its members under state surveillance. The AfD, which was founded 8 years ago, is known for its opposition to the European Union and immigration. It has 88 members in the Bundestag, making up more than 12% of parliament. In March of last year, a far-right extremist faction of the AfD called the Flügel was placed under state surveillance. Many AfD members have espoused racist ideas and trivialized the country's Nazi past. The forthcoming decision is likely to deal a blow to the party in what is an important election year in Germany. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
This is NPR.